It's just gone 10 o'clock and it's time for this week's Drama on Three. Baby Farming is an original drama about surrogacy in India. It's introduced by its author, Tanika Gupta.
The idea for my play Baby Farming came from news stories I started to come across with increasing frequency. That of Western couples travelling to countries such as Mexico, Thailand and India to find a surrogate mother to carry their baby to term. The more I delved, the more I realised how big an industry this was. In India in particular, commercial surrogacy is estimated to be worth more than $1 billion a year and there are over 3,000 fertility clinics. In 2013, there were an estimated 2,000 foreign babies born through Indian surrogates. India is now seen as the surrogacy hub of the world, with skilled doctors and an availability of women willing to carry and bear another couple's child. With few regulations in India, it's relatively easy for clinics to recruit surrogates who see this as a pathway out of poverty. For childless couples who have spent many painful years going through IVF or unsuccessful pregnancies, finding and paying a woman to carry their child can seem like a small miracle. But the question I kept asking myself was, what are the women who offer their womb for rent? Most of them are poor and desperate to earn money. Are they not getting exploited? Or should we view international surrogacy as a pure business transaction which helps infertile couples to start a family? Surrogates get a new start, a cash injection which changes their lives, and a child is born into a loving, affluent family.
You have to visit. It's been a week. You can't avoid your sister forever.
I still feel raw.
It won't be easy, but...
Benita's upset with me.
Has she said anything?
No, but I can tell from her hurt little voice down the phone.
She's your sister. She adores you. She wants to share her happiness with you.
I already feel crap about it. Don't rub it in, Jamie.
I'd like to come too.
No, I think I need to do this by myself first.
Oh, Mum's invited us to France for a week at the end of August, the bank holiday one.
Oh?
I need to get back to her by tomorrow to let her know.
Yes, of course.
We're the first choice, apparently.
Well, we're honoured.
If we say no, she'll ask my brother. What shall I tell her? Do you want to go to the south of France? Sit on the beach in the blazing hot sunshine, sipping Dad's delicious champagne cocktail?
Little rascal! He's virtually gone blue from the cold.
Karina.
Oh, look. He's trying to catch that seagull. Bless. Oh, he's so sweet. Oh, look at him, Jamie.
You must stop doing this, Karina. We agree.
Yes.
Our lives cannot revolve around this anymore.
I'm just looking at a cute toddler playing in the sea. Is that not allowed anymore?
I didn't say that. It's just that... I'm sorry.
Snapped again, didn't I?
A little.
France, say yes to your mum. It's really sweet of her to invite us, and don't forget to say thank you.
Oh, look, the brother threw a pebble at his head, the thug. Uh-oh, Mum's on the warpath. Hope she's not gonna hit him. I hate it when I see parents smacking their kids in public. Not that they should do it in private,
Jamie.
Either.
Jamie...
Oh, no, it's all right. She's just giving him a good talking to.
You're as bad as me.
What?
Your eyes, full of yearning.
Stop it.
Well, it's not so easy, is it?
Wasting our lives, chasing for something we just can't have.
I agree, but old habits and all that.
Let's stop ogling random children on the beach, then, shall we? We'll get arrested.
Oh, I'm starving.
My turn to cook. Come on, we'll pick something up on the way home.
Why don't you let me sweep, Ma? Then you can wash the dishes.
Read your book, Munni, and let me work.
I finished my book.
You read the whole thing?
Yes.
So? What's it about?
It's a story.
About what?
About a man and his three sons.
And what happens in it?
Oh, you know, fights, jealousy. One brother tries to kill the others. Usual thing.
Little liar. You haven't even read it. I saw you turning the pages, but you weren't reading. Not really.
You always bring me to work and I want to help you, Mama. I'm good at sweeping.
No, I want you to read. And then later the cook will give you something nice to eat. You don't want to end up like your mother, cleaning. You're going to be a clever, educated woman. A teacher, a doctor, maybe.
The words in this book are too long, Ma. I don't understand them.
Keep trying. Slowly. You have to practice.
I prefer my old book.
The one about the mongoose. Allah. That just had pictures in it, no writing. You have to learn to read.
Athena, hurry up. What are you doing in there?
Just finishing off here, madam.
Get a move on. There's still the dishes to do and the washing to collect.
Coming.
You are so slow.
Always shouting at you. Do this, do that.
Keep your voice down.
So bossy.
Shh.
She just sits on her big fat bottom all day long. Chews pan and orders people around. Why doesn't she ever have to do any work herself?
Because she is rich and she can afford not to work. But if you persevere and study, you'll get a good job. And then only I'll be able to rest.
Athena, the Bobi Wala is here.
Coming just now, madam. Mummy, bring your book and follow me. And remember, keep quiet and stay out of madam's sight. If she gets irritated with you, she'll send you home and you won't get any dinner. Chalo.
Need any help?
No, I'm all good here. You relax, put your feet up.
Oh, I got stacks of marking to get on with.
It's Saturday. You've got to have a day off.
Oh, I need to keep on top of it.
I'm off tomorrow evening, so do it then.
Flying from Gatwick?
Yeah. I wish you were coming too.
Oh, if only. I haven't been to Rome for years. Oh, you really don't want me to help?
You drink your wine and relax, woman.
I'll give Benita a ring. See how she's getting on.
Good girl. Send her my love.
This is God's work, not mine. I do not create life, but it is in my gift to assist life. I get great job satisfaction knowing that through my work I bring joy to so many childless couples who have almost given up hope. Imagine their happiness when they hold their child for the first time.
What about the allegations that your clinic is nothing more than a baby-making factory, that you assist in the buying and selling of human babies?
Yes, yes, I have heard all these allegations, but they are baseless. These surrogates are saints, heroines. They are helping others to realize their dreams. And they get paid for carrying the babies for 9 months. This money benefits them enormously.
But surely the surrogates become attached to their babies. It must be heartbreaking for them to give up their newborns.
There may be a little sadness.
Oh, God, my phone in here. I've seen it. Child. What were you listening to?
Hmm?
On the radio.
Oh, some boring interview. You fancy some music instead? Yeah, that's more like it.
Well, it just sounded like an Indian woman's voice.
Well, I wasn't really listening. Here, have a taste. What do you think?
Oh, hot. Lovely, though.
Salt?
No, perfect.
Mama, that vegetable curry was delicious.
Madam has a good cook.
The chicken smelled delicious.
I wish I could have given you some. But you know, Madam never serves the maids with meat. Only vegetables for us.
I don't mind. It was still yummy. The puris are always so plump and the rice fluffy and white there.
You look tired.
I'm okay, Mama.
Tomorrow is a big day.
Hmm?
New school. So you must go to sleep early.
You don't have to pay for the school?
No.
Is it a good school?
We'll see.
I hope the teachers don't hit us like at the last one.
It will never happen again. If anyone lifts an eyebrow at you, I will chase them with my broom and kick them hard in the backside.
Athena! Hey, look out. Your husband is here. He is drunk and he is in your room.
No.
Papa?
He's in a foul mood. Don't go in there.
My earnings. All my money, I've hidden it in there. You'll find it. Munni, stay here with Auntie.
Athena, don't. Munni, don't go in there.
No. let go of me. Let go of me, please.
No, it is not safe. Stop it from me.
Ah, here comes the bitch.
What are you doing here, Mansoor? Get out.
I'm too pleased to see me.
Get out of my house.
I can't keep throwing me out. I am your husband.
Stink of alcohol.
I need money. Where have you hidden it this time, woman?
I don't keep my money here anymore. Not since the last time.
If you insist on refusing to fulfill your wife's duties, you have to pay me. Pay me to leave.
Stop it!
Take off! Or so help me God!
Munni! Munni, are you all right? Munni! Mansoor, what have you done?
Stupid bitch bit my neck!
She is your child, Mansoor! How can you talk like this? What have you become? She's a hurt. You hurt my baby.
She'll be all right. Look, she's coming too, eh? Next time I come.
There won't be a next time! Because I will go to the police. I will tell them you are a violent man and you beat your child. You steal our money.
And you think the police will be interested in you? Or with all your connections, huh? I need 10,000 rupees and I will keep coming back until you give it to me.
Why should I give you anything?
Your family never paid a dowry. So it is my due.
Darling, are you okay? He's gone. He's gone. You're safe now.
My head hurts, Mama.
My baby.
Your lips bleeding.
I'm fine. Really.
Hold her head up a bit more. That's it. Natasha, say hello to your Auntie Karina.
Hello, Natasha. Hello. So perfect.
She looks a lot better than before. She's had jaundice, poor thing. Bright yellow.
Is that why they kept you in?
Letting us out tomorrow. Oh, I'll be glad to get home.
Sorry it's taken so long to come and see you.
She's a whole week old, Karina. Where have you been?
Work. We were Ofsted this week. It's been high stress. But we got a good report. Smells so milk and soap, talcum.
Looks like her dad.
She's got me ski jump nose. How are you?
Better now. I was exhausted for days. It was hard work. I don't think I want to do that again.
That's what they all say. Pain relief?
Gas and air.
That's all.
I wanted more, but the bastards wouldn't give it. Said I was too far gone.
She was worth the pain, though, eh? She's just beautiful.
She is.
I remember going to the maternity ward to see you when you were born.
Oh, yeah.
I was so jealous that Mum was cuddling you and not me. Has she been in?
Mum? She's been in every day. She brings fresh chapati for me. It's nice because the food here is shit. They make this curry here with sultanas in it. Oh.
You are breastfeeding?
Trying to. My milk's just come in. Breasts feel like a couple of bricks have been attached to my body, like they're going to explode. Ah, so tender.
How's your
sore. I'm never having sex again.
You told Rosh that?
Yeah. I was screaming it at him just before I started to push. I carried on swearing at him for the whole time she was coming out. Poor man. But he got a better view than me. He was crying, I was shouting, and then Natasha took gulps of air, and the next thing we know, she was screaming for Britain. Karina? What? Oh, Karina. What is it? Something happened.
I'll never have that experience. I'll never get pregnant and go through the agony of labour and have to push or swear or breastfeed.
It's not too late.
I can't.
Why not? Lots of women your age have healthy babies.
Lots of women, but not me.
I don't understand.
Oh, it doesn't matter. I was going to tell you eventually, but just not now.
Tell me what? Is everything all right with Jamie? I mean, you and him.
Yes, yeah, we're fine.
Karina, what's the matter?
I've been having IVF. And before that, I had 4 miscarriages.
IVF?
3 times. The eggs fertilised, but then when they put it in my womb, I can't keep the embryo inside me.
You never said.
We've just decided not to try again. I just can't keep doing this endless round. I can't put ourselves through this anymore.
I had no idea.
Just wanted a baby. Our baby. Jamie's eyes and my hair and Mum's smile and his grandmother's beautiful hands. Something that was from our bodies together. Our family history all rolled into one new little person.
Is that why you've been avoiding me all these months? And Mum and Dad too?
I just feel so ashamed and failure. I can't look them in the eye.
How can you say that? They miss you. We love you.
I so wanted to be a mum. I wanted to give Jamie a child. 40 now, been trying for 10 years. And then when you got pregnant, I just felt so jealous. Sorry, Benita.
I didn't know. You should have told me, Karina.
Oh, I think she wants feeding.
Oh, you're not leaving.
Oh, I feel like the wicked witch who's come to spread doom and gloom all over your happiness.
Don't go. Let's talk this through.
Oh, this is hardly the right place.
No, don't leave like this. I'll feel crap for the rest of the day. Besides, Mum and Dad will be here in a minute.
Promise me that you won't tell them.
Not if you don't want me to.
I mean it, Benita. There's no way I want Mum's pity or Dad's awkwardness when I know what they really think.
What?
That they're... eldest daughter's a complete loser.
No one thinks that, and they certainly wouldn't.
Well, they can't help it. The traditional Indian folk who believe in family and a woman's role to bear her children and continue the family line.
You make them sound like they've just stepped off the boat.
Promise me.
I swear I won't tell them. But I still don't understand why you've kept this to yourself, why you couldn't share this with me.
Oh, just... I'll come and see you when you're back at home. Oh, just sorry to blub like that.
Please stay. Let's talk.
No, not today. I can't. Oh, she's really beautiful. I'm so lucky, Benita. Hi, Ryan, Natasha.
Yes, Dr. Galati, thank you so much for agreeing to the call.
Not at all. It is lovely to meet you.
And you too. I know you're very busy.
I can give you 10 minutes, Mr. Fisher. Today is a little hectic as we are having a few celebrations, and the ladies here are all cooking like mad for a party.
Oh, a religious festival?
No, in fact, it is because this morning we gave birth to our 600th baby at the Krishna Clinic.
Wow!
So we thought celebrations
How
were in order.
How wonderful!
A very joyous day, Mr. Fisher. Now, you have a few questions you would like to ask me?
Yes, I wanted to...
But before we go any further, Mr. Fisher, I need to say straight up front that whilst I have no personal objection to homosexuality, I do not provide the clinic service to gay couples.
Oh?
I am a religious woman. Before each baby is born here, we chant in honor of Lord Krishna to bless the delivery. I cannot assist a baby to go into an homosexual environment. I am sorry if this offends you.
Well, that's, I'm sorry to hear that's how you feel, but I'm actually inquiring on behalf of my wife and myself.
Oh, then let us proceed and ask your first question. I will answer you to the best of my ability. We are the cradle of the world, Mr. Fisher. I am sure we will be able to help you.
Oh.
see now your face.
My eye. Is it bruised?
Yes, and it has gone purple. And have you put anything on it?
It's just a little ointment. It'll go down soon.
How is Munni?
Upset. He knocked her unconscious. Can you believe that?
He is an animal. Who would do such a thing to a sweet child?
He wasn't like that when he was young. It's the drink.
With men, it is always the drink, and we women have to deal with the madness and bad things that come from it. Did he find your money?
Not this time.
But he'll be back. Put it in the bank.
I don't have an account.
Honey, you are a very silly woman. Huh? You are living in a slum, and you hide your money in your room. If your husband doesn't steal it, there are plenty of crooks and gundas around here that will.
Banks? Opening an account? I get confused about how to fill in the forms.
You don't have to fill in the forms. All you have to do is find a kind-looking, nice young bank assistant and ask them to help you.
Embarrassing. I never went to school. I can barely write my name. They'll laugh at me.
Who cares if they laugh? You need to keep your money safe. You worked hard for it. Don't want that wretched husband to get his filthy hands on it. Huh? He'll drink it away. Get Munni to help you.
She's only 10. I don't want to put pressure on her.
Take my advice, Hasina. Huh? She's a good girl, your Munni. A lovely daughter. She can see you are struggling. She wants to help you. And she is not the baby that you try to keep her as.
I want to get out of this place. I want my own house and a future for my daughter. A good school and education.
We all want that for our children. Or if mine had finished their schooling, they wouldn't be slaving away in dirty, filthy factories. My Akbar worked himself to an early grave trying to earn enough to give them an education.
He would have been proud to see how they both have work. Your children are grown up, earning. They always look so clean and well-dressed.
I suppose I should count my blessings. Hasina, you know my neighbor, Nazneen? The one with the eyes that go in different directions.
I know the one.
She was telling me about this hospital. They are looking for volunteers.
For what?
Injections, I heard. But you have to be young and they pay you very well. That's all I know.
What kind of injections?
I'll find out for you. I'm too old, apparently, but it might be a way for you to earn some good money.
Biologically, the baby will be ours. All we're doing is asking a woman to carry it for us.
Well, who will carry it?
A suitable woman chosen by the clinic.
Jamie, this is ridiculous.
It's not. Couples are doing it all over the world. That famous actor's done it. You know, the one that was in that cricket match film, the brilliant one that went on for ages?
Le Grand?
Yeah. What's his name?
Amir Khan.
That's the one. Him and his wife had a baby via surrogate mother. Oh. 2011.
But he's a superstar Bollywood king. He probably paid millions.
Doesn't cost millions. We could do it for £18,000.
18 grand? That's half my annual salary.
We've had inheritance from Gran, the painting. It's worth at least 30k.
Oh, but that's been in your family for a century. Can't sell that.
A baby? It'd be worth more than an old oil painting of a river. Karina, I've already spoken to a doctor in India via Skype.
You did what?
I wanted to get all the info together so I could present you with the facts.
But why India?
The regulations there are less stringent. There's less red tape, but they're scientifically advanced. There's a lot of women there who are willing to be surrogates, whereas here you can only pay expenses, so less women are willing to do it.
You're really excited about this, aren't you?
I am. Look, I have an article here.
You have a whole file on this. You've been busy.
Like I said, I wanted to get my facts right.
Let me have a look. Shah Rukh Khan as well.
It's a straightforward procedure.
We pay a clinic to find someone to carry our embryo.
Baby.
For 9 months. And then when it's born, the mother just hands it over to us.
Yes.
Well, how much do they pay the mother?
I don't know. But they don't call them mothers. You're still the mother. She'd be the surrogate.
But she has to go through all the physical pain.
We'd have to go to India, where they'd harvest our eggs and sperm, spend 10 days or so there, wait for the blastocyst to emerge, and then they just...
That's a crazy idea.
It's not. It's medical and scientific. It's the future. And at the end of it, we'll have a baby.
Oh, it just... It doesn't feel right.
Read the file. I couldn't get my head around it either at first, but you'll see for yourself. Take your time, but I'm telling you, my love, this could be the answer to our dreams. This time next year, we could have a family.
The mathematics class is very difficult, but the teacher, she's called Mrs. Shah. She was nice, so patient with me because I didn't really understand to begin with.
Oh, it'll take time. Your schooling has been so disrupted.
But by the end of the lesson, I was beginning to understand what she was talking about. And then we played games. Cricket for the boys and the girls played badminton. I was good at that.
What are the other children like?
The girls are nice. The boys are horrid.
Oh.
Except maybe for one boy, Akash. Very little boy, but he's the same age. I felt sorry for him because he was scared.
His first day?
Like me, yes. So he stuck very close all day. He even wanted to follow me to the badminton game, but he wasn't allowed. He cried.
Poor thing. How's your head? Still paining?
A little. Not much. Your eye looks bad, though.
I should have put something cold on it. Ice or something, it swelled.
Maybe you should go to the doctor.
No, I'll be fine.
Mama, what happens if Papa comes back? Next time, he could kill you.
He wouldn't.
He might. We keep moving and he always finds us.
I know. I'm trying to think of how to deal with him. Police won't help, but there must be someone.
Why are you home so early, Mama? Did Madam not need you today? Has something happened?
I was late. Madam was furious. Said I was a disreputable woman turning up with a battered face.
Oh, Mama.
She said horrible things about me. I couldn't stand it.
I always hated her. She's a cruel, nasty woman. I told you, didn't I?
I saw red. I couldn't stand her shouting at me, so I walked out.
Oh.
But I will get another job. These rich sorts always need people to fetch and carry for them. Like big babies can't do anything for themselves. Can't cook, can't clean, can't go shopping in the market, can't drive. Can't even walk to the school to pick up their children. I've put the word out. I'll find something soon. Don't look so worried.
You're awake?
Yeah, mine's buzzing.
Mine too.
We promised we wouldn't put ourselves through all this again.
I'm sorry, it's my fault. Maybe I should have just kept it to myself.
Still have to go through all the same procedures as IVF. Harvesting the eggs and sperm and waiting for them to fertilize.
I know.
Then praying for the woman to take the pregnancy. That waiting game all over again.
Be tough. Our lives on hold again.
What are our lives without a child?
Auntie Val always wanted a child. She never managed to get pregnant. Still regrets it. She's 80 now.
And then there's the woman carrying our child. Can't imagine going through all that to then hand the baby over.
Karina, it was just an idea. We don't have to go down this route. We could adopt. We wouldn't get a baby, but we'd have a child.
Mm, it wouldn't be ours, though.
Does that matter? A child's still a child. Doesn't matter where it comes from. Thousands of unwanted, discarded children out there needing a loving home.
The chance to have our own baby.
Come here. Let's sleep on it, eh?
Hmm.
Things will be clearer in the morning.
Still haven't told me what this meeting is about.
I told you. I've heard that this clinic is looking for volunteers.
I need to work. A whole week has gone by and no one has taken me on. My money won't stretch much longer, but I don't want to be involved in anything dangerous.
Oh, just be quiet and listen, please, huh? Hey, look, the important-looking man is standing.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming today. I know you're all eager to hear what I have to say, so I will get on with it. My name is Dr. Mehta. I work at the Krishna Clinic. Some of you have heard of us, I see. In my work at the clinic, I help childless couples have babies. You know, women who cannot produce a baby are looked down upon in our society. It is not fair and it is not their fault. Fortunately, we can help them. You can help them. At the clinic, it is my job to find healthy, child-bearing women no older than 32 years of age who have already had one child but no more than four. I will then do a health check on you to make sure you can carry a baby. For the job of carrying a baby in your womb for 9 months, you will be paid enough money to buy a house and send your children to a good school.
Hey, how dare you, huh? You think a prostitute to be will sleep with any man?
Please,
ladies and gentlemen, there is no question of impropriety here. You misunderstand me, please. Hear me out. We use medical processes to impregnate the woman. We make the baby in a clinic. It is called an embryo, and it is made from the bodies of the couple that want to have the baby. Then it is simply injected into the surrogate's womb.
Hey, I don't understand what he is talking about.
How do they inject babies? Sounds crazy to me.
Surrogate means a woman who carries a baby and gives birth to it. After birth, the baby is given to the couple and the surrogate goes home.
Hey, why would any woman do this, huh? Having babies is hard and painful.
That is why we are looking for heroines, angels, strong-minded women who are willing to sacrifice 9 months of their lives to bring joy to another couple. You have heard of Shah Rukh Khan and Amir Khan, huh? This is how they had their babies recently.
They only did it so that their perfect wives wouldn't get fat.
Any woman who acts as a surrogate and who goes to full term with the baby will be paid 500,000 rupees.
Seena, did you hear that?
I did.
It would take me 10 years working flat out to earn that kind of money.
They must be mad.
Yeah, or desperate.
Do you think it's a trick?
I don't know. But he doesn't look like a doctor to me. He isn't even wearing a white coat.
It is a lot of money. But it costs a lot of money to have this procedure done. Couples who want children are willing to pay for their happiness to have a family.
You could do this, Haseena.
Have a baby for someone else?
Yes. I would look after money. Huh? You go away, do this thing, and when you are finished, you would have enough money to move from here, buy a house and send money to a good school.
No.
Why not?
Because it's wrong.
500,000 rupees, Haseena. If I were a young woman, I would do it quick as a flash. 9 months!
If you are
no time.
Then you must come and visit our clinic. 1 hour by bus from here. Step forward, give me your name, and I will make the arrangements. Come, come, come.
You okay, sweetheart?
Yeah. Certainly beats the south of France. Can't believe we told both sets of parents we were going to Thailand.
Mum was surprised.
My sister was surprised.
You didn't even tell Benita.
No. Thought it best to see how things work out. You know what she's like. Mm. Can't be trusted with a secret. She'd tell Mum and Dad and, oh, there'd be endless questions.
True.
Oh, thank goodness none of my family live in Mumbai. Could be awkward otherwise.
Take some explaining.
I hope we're doing the right thing, Jamie. It feels so extreme.
This clinic's assisted 600 births to surrogate mothers. Couples travel there from all over the world. There's only one pregnancy failed early on in the procedure.
So they say.
Now, I've done my research and everyone speaks extremely highly of Dr. Galati about her medical and her ethical standards and the way in which the surrogates are treated. Oh,
thank you, Jamie. It's meant so much to me.
To us, you mean?
You look very nice.
I should make myself more presentable.
Huh? And hair freshly oiled. Oh, smells of coconuts. Lovely.
Tell Munni I will be back in the morning.
I will tell her.
And don't forget to pack her tiffin for her lunch tomorrow.
Stop fussing.
Make sure she does her homework, huh?
You are only going to the other side of town. For goodness sake, Haseena, don't you think I'm capable of looking after Munni?
Sorry, yes, of course.
You can rely on me, Hana. You and me are like sisters.
Thank you, Sophia. I have no one else to turn to.
Quick, get on the bus before it leaves without you.
Bye.
Okay, bye. Hey, good luck, Haseena. And may Allah go with you and good fortune shine in you always. Amen.
Please, Haseena Begum, take a chair. Are you okay? Did someone bring you a cup of tea?
Fine. And yes, thank you. I had some tea. And a delicious biscuit. Are there any more? For my daughter, I would like to take one back.
Of course. I'll see what I can do.
Did I pass the tests?
Yes, the physical ones. I am pleased to tell you that you are a strong and healthy young woman. Exactly what we are looking for. Just a few more questions, and then I'm done.
More questions?
There's nothing to alarm yourself about. Please don't look so concerned. It's so that we can get a more complete picture to help us make a decision. Firstly, I must tell you that everything you say is confidential. That means no one apart from myself and the chief doctor will have access to anything you say to me now. Do you understand?
Yes. It means you won't gossip.
That's one way of putting it. Do you have regular periods?
Yes.
And how many days cycle?
28 days, every month, with the full moon.
Excellent. How many pregnancies have you had in your lifetime? I want you to answer truthfully.
One.
No miscarriages or terminations?
No.
And how old is your child?
Munni, she's 10 years old.
Healthy?
Yes, and very clever. She can read well.
And during your pregnancy, did you have any complications? High blood pressure, protein in your urine?
I don't know. I don't think so. I didn't even know I was pregnant until it started to show.
Really?
I was very young and stupid. It was my friend who told me. I went straight to the doctor and then 4 months later, I had the baby.
And how was the birth?
Very, very painful. I had her at home with the local midwife.
Blood loss?
Not much.
You didn't want any more children?
I did, but my husband is... He doesn't live with us anymore.
Since how long?
6 years.
Did you remarry? Or do you have a lover? Is there anyone?
After getting rid of my husband, why would I allow any man near me again?
I only ask because for 9 months you were not able to have any relations. Whilst you are carrying the baby, you must abstain from sexual intercourse.
No man has touched me for 6 years. Except for a year ago, my husband broke in and...
I'm sorry to hear that. Well, that completes my questions for now. Please take a seat in the waiting area outside.
What happens now?
Well, just take a seat and someone will call you. Thank you, Hasina Begum. By the way, the bruising around your eye?
An accident.
I see. It looks like it must have been a nasty accident. I have some good ointment for that. It will take the swelling down.
God, it's so busy.
Oh, I've been here years. Mumbai's changed.
So modern and built up.
What time do we have to be there?
Not until 4, so we have a few hours. But the guy at the desk said the traffic was so bad we should give ourselves an extra hour.
Here comes the baggers. No, Jamie, don't.
Karina, it's hardly anything to us.
You will be swamped now. Word will go round. Gullible white tourist. No! You've had some money. She wants more. Boss, don't do it, Thorny!
Don't get so upset, Karina.
I can't do this.
Do what?
I don't want to go to the clinic.
It was
a stupid idea.
Karina, you're hot. It was a long flight. Let's just go back to the hotel and cool down.
No. I don't think I can go through with asking another woman to carry my baby. It just feels wrong.
Please, Karina.
I'm sorry, Jamie. Change my mind. So much poverty in this country. We can't blame God with these people's lives.
Wait! You'll kill yourself crossing the road, Karina!
Munni! Munni!
Mama? Mama?
Hello, darling.
I missed you. Where did you go, Mama? Auntie Sophia wouldn't tell me. She said it was a big secret.
Look what I've got for you.
Biscuits? Mama, they look lovely.
A whole packet. And they are delicious.
crumbly and crispy and melt in your mouth.
Oh, Mama, let me have one. Thank you. They're the nicest biscuits I've ever tasted. But you haven't told me.
I was just looking for work. It's no big mystery. It was a little out of town, so I had to stay overnight.
Did you get the job? What is it? Where? Are we going to move again?
So many questions.
I like my school. I don't want to move. I'm making friends now.
Simmy, I have to go wherever I can get work. Otherwise, we will starve. But come, let's eat first and then we'll have a nice long chat. Did Auntie Sophia look after you well?
Yes.
And she didn't scold you?
No, of course not. We played cards. Although, she wasn't very good. Can't add up.
You mean you were too clever for her?
She wouldn't admit she couldn't work out her scores. So she tried to make them up. I called her a cheat and then she started to cry.
Munni, you made your auntie cry?
It's okay. We made up. I ended up having to add up for her.
Poor Sophia. It's been a long time since she's had any young children in her home. So she's quite exhausted.
Dr. Galati, we're at the end of a long road. We'd just about given up ever having our own child.
Oh, we've tried for 10 years.
IVF, miscarriages.
I'm sorry to hear that. I meet many wonderful couples like you who have failed to have a baby together. People who yearn for a family and who would make beautiful parents.
My wife's a little nervous about surrogacy.
Oh?
She's having second thoughts.
I see. Mrs. Fisher, our science is professional and our procedure's completely sterile. I've arranged a small tour for you so that you can see for yourself.
It's not that. It's the thought of another woman carrying my baby.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I was okay with it, but I'm just not so sure now.
Let me assure you that the surrogates are in a win-win situation. For 9 months, they are looked after well, fed every day. They have the satisfaction that they are doing something noble and good, and they are financially well compensated.
Can I ask how much the surrogate mother gets paid?
Yes.
That is a private matter between the clinic and the surrogate. And we do not divulge to the surrogate how much you pay for the clinic services, so confidentiality goes both ways. But I can tell you that the payments change the women's lives. They build houses, send their own children to good schools, and some even have started up small businesses. Through their beautiful gift to you, they are empowered.
After the delivery, how does the surrogate feel about handing over the baby?
Mm.
I can't imagine how they must... Well, how they cope with the emotional upheaval.
Just as you must sign a contract agreeing to collect the baby, even if it is born with any disabilities, the surrogate must sign a contract agreeing to handing over the child.
But how do they feel, Dr. Galati?
From the outset, they know that this is not their baby. DNA tests are done after the birth to prove the genetic links to the couple, in this case, you.
Mm-hmm.
This will ease the issuing of a foreign passport. Now, but we can help you with all of that. Indian bureaucracy is infamous and you will need a guiding hand in that matter.
They carry the baby for 9 months. My concern is for the emotional welfare of the surrogate. Yeah.
Karina, Jamie, the definition of surrogacy is this. Surrogacy is an arrangement in which a woman agrees to a pregnancy achieved through assisted reproductive technology, wherein neither of the gametes belong to her or her husband, with the intention of handing over the child to the person who has hired her. It will be your baby, not hers. You will be paying her via the clinic to carry your baby. Come in.
Dr. Galati, you said to call you when Joey and Charlene were leaving?
Of course. Do excuse me for a moment, Mr. and Mrs. Fisher.
Sure.
Why don't you accompany me? I think you might find this interesting.
Oh, he's so beautiful.
He's perfect.
How old is he?
A few hours. He was born at 3:30 this morning.
Little Alexander, after my father-in-law. He was a swell fella.
He's all yours.
I can't believe it.
Our dreams come true.
Thanks seems such a small word to say to you, Dr. Galati. You handed us a little miracle. You're an angel.
You are too kind, sir. I'm happy to have been of some service to you. And your joy fills my heart with gladness.
Thank you so much, doctor. Come on, little boy.
We're going to take you home now. Come.
At least back to the hotel till the paperwork comes through, eh?
In 9 months' time, that could be us, Karina.
Indeed.
Oh, darling, it's okay. Come on. Come on, shush. She's very emotional.
Our newborn babies have that effect on us all. Come on, Karina. Let's walk and talk and have a nice cup of tea.
Come on.
Come, come.
The look on that couple's faces.
Ecstatic.
Their dreams come true, they said.
You okay?
Oh, just seeing the baby, so small, so innocent.
It's a reality kick, eh?
All these years of trying, and it's so easy for some.
We've both been a bit tunnel vision, haven't we? Shall we go back?
No. There's no going back. I really want to have a child. Your child, Jamie.
Yeah?
If this is the only way that we can have a baby together, let's do it.
Sure?
Absolutely. I want to hold a baby in my arms and know that it's ours, made with our flesh and blood.
It would make us complete.
Let's go and talk to Dr. Galati.
You've read through the contract?
Yes.
And you're happy with the financial details?
Yes, it all looks remarkably straightforward.
I know that £18,000 must seem like a vast sum, but it is a small price to pay for your dreams to come true.
I can transfer the first installment this afternoon.
Excellent. Karina, I understand you are ahead of the game and have been taking the injections and fertility drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And you've had an ultrasound scan so the embryologist can harvest your eggs today.
Mm-hmm. Well, we don't have much time off work, so we just thought that we...
Very grateful. It will help speed things along. Now, Jamie, as to the matter of semen collection...
Oh, I know the drill. I've done it a few times now. We haven't had sex for a week.
Mm-hmm. And no other methods of ejaculation?
No.
Very good. We want the highest number of mobile sperm with the greatest forward velocity. We are now able to grow embryos in a much more efficient way, which means we are able to wait and select the best embryos around day 5 post-fertilization and transfer these into the uterus. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, within a few days, we will have a blastocyst to show you under a microscope. Then the next stage is to implant it into the surrogate's womb and pray that the pregnancy is sustainable. Mm-hmm. A blastocyst must attach itself successfully to the wall of the womb for a woman to become pregnant.
Yes. Yeah.
Have you identified a surrogate and can we meet her?
Indeed we have. But we will wait until the next stage before we formally introduce her to you. Hopefully within the week.
Oh.
May I ask if you have any objection to the religion of the surrogate?
Religion?
Well, you have identified a young Muslim woman. You would feel comfortable with a Muslim woman carrying your baby?
Yes, of course.
That is a great help. It's just that there are some overseas clients who insist on Christian surrogates.
Good grief. Really?
Clients come with all sorts of stipulations when it comes to who they want to nurture their baby for 9 months. One couple wanted a gifted musician, whilst another wanted a surrogate who sang a particular lullaby to their bump every day.
We just want a happy, healthy young woman.
Yep.
Thank goodness the electricity is working. Oof, Babri, so hot tonight. Mummy, you've been very quiet tonight.
I don't want you to go away.
It's just for 9 months, not even a year.
Such a long time, Mama.
I can't take you with me. Children are not allowed to live there.
Then don't take the job.
I have to, Munni. It's just me on my own looking after you. I want to be able to send you to a good school. Hmm? Buy you lovely dresses and silk ribbons for your hair. A laptop.
I don't need those things.
Books, proper pens and clean paper. This job will pay me so well, we can even build a house with a room just for you.
But I like sleeping with you.
This is just as difficult for me, but Sophia has agreed to look after you and you can stay at your school. You like Auntie Sophia, don't you?
Yes, but she's not the same as you. When she oils my hair, she's rough, and she combs the knots through like she's tugging at a rope. It hurts. She isn't careful and gentle like you.
I will tell her.
What happens if I need to talk to you? You listen to me and tell me how to fix things. If I quarrel with my friends, you always make it better.
Try not to quarrel.
9 months is too long.
I have to do this.
You don't love me. You want to abandon me like Papa.
That is not true. I am not like Papa. That is why I am going away to find work. You can come and visit me at weekends.
Every weekend?
Yes.
And then at the end of 9 months, you will come home.
Of course.
What sort of job is it?
I will be working in a special hospital, caring for pregnant ladies. Cleaning duties as well, but I have to stay in the hospital.
Like a nurse?
Yes, that's it.
That's a good job, isn't it?
A very good one.
And I can come and see you every week.
On Sundays.
And we'll be rich.
Not rich like Shah Rukh Khan, but we won't have to live in this slum anymore. And we won't be poor.
Still, not seeing you every day. What if I want to speak to you in the week? How will I talk to you? No phones in Sophia Auntie's place.
You must write to me. Letters. Tell me everything.
But how will you read my letters?
I will find someone to read them to me. And then it'll be like you are talking to me.
It is not the same, Mama. Please don't go. Take me with you.
Oh, Munni, please. Please, don't you have to be strong for me, huh?
I can't help it. I feel so sad, Mama.
You mustn't feel sad, my darling. We have a bright future ahead of us.
What if you never come back? What if you decide you like your new life too much? Who will look after me then?
That will never happen.
You might forget me.
How could I? You're the light of my life. The reason I'm working so hard is all for you. So that you have a future. So that you don't have to work for other people like I do. Please try to understand and don't cry. Please, my darling, my sweetheart. I love you more than anything else on this earth.
Mem Sahib, your cocktail.
Thank you. Lovely.
Will there be anything else, Mem Sahib?
Actually, I was eyeing up the beauty parlour.
Oh.
Going to book myself in for an Indian head massage.
Good idea. I might join you.
You're not having a drink?
Well, tempted as I am, I thought I should refrain just in case I have to provide another sample.
Oh, poor Jamie. So undignified.
They're always the same. The nasty little cubicle stuck with even nastier dirty mags. Always smell of cheap air freshener. Gets harder to get hard, if you know what I mean.
Oh, I'm sorry, darling.
Oh, mine's just a bit shabby, but you, all that surgery.
If it works, this will all be worth it.
You're still sore.
He gave me some painkillers, I'm fine. What did you think of her?
Dr. Galati?
Yeah.
You seem fine. Oh, I take it from your expression you weren't much impressed.
She was very efficient, almost corporate. Made me feel a bit uneasy somehow. She found her a bit cold.
Clinical? Oh, it's the clinic. Hello? Dr. Galati, yes. Yes? Really? Oh, that's excellent news. That's fantastic. Thank you. Yes. Yes, of course. We'll come straight down there now. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Bye.
Woo-hoo!
We are the proud parents of 3 blastocysts.
Really?
Yes. And she wants us to meet the surrogate this afternoon. If all goes well, they'll implant them into her womb today.
That was so quick. Well, I thought it would be another day or two.
Come on, put some clothes on. I'll go and book a car.
Good afternoon, Haseena Begum. Come in, please. Sit down. The couple are here, Haseena. They are from the UK and they want to meet you.
Acha.
But first, we have some formalities to deal with. If all goes well, you will be impregnated this afternoon and we will have to see if you accept the baby.
You mean it might not work?
There is always a chance.
Will it hurt, putting the baby inside me?
No, a little discomfort because you have to have a full bladder for the ultrasound. But if the pregnancy goes ahead, you must sign this contract to say that you accept that you are a surrogate. The baby will not belong to you. You understand?
Yes, Dr. Sir.
For 9 months, the duration of this pregnancy, you will stay here. You will be fed and looked after. You will have regular checkups and you must agree to accepting any medication or vitamins that we administer. This will all be for the health of the growing baby and indeed your well-being.
I am not allowed to go home at all?
No. Dr. Gulati feels that when her pregnant ladies go home, they can be subjected to tittle-tattle, gossip, even hard labor, which can affect the health of the unborn child.
I will miss my daughter so much.
She can come and visit every Sunday. She's being cared for?
Yes, a neighbor, a good friend.
Good. There is a strict system of payments. Today, once implantation has been done, you receive 5,000 rupees. If it is rejected, you go home and receive no further payment. If, however, the pregnancy is confirmed with a blood test...
How long does that take?
We do the blood test after a couple of weeks. If it is accepted, then you are given another contract to sign. If you miscarry within the first 3 months...
I won't, Doctor Sir.
You still receive 38,000 rupees. And if for whatever reason you lose the baby at 6 months, you receive 76,000 rupees. But if you manage to go to term, then you receive 500,000 rupees. Dr. Gulati will speak to you herself about opening a bank account and depositing your money there. Now please, read the form, huh?
It's fine. I have read it.
How? 3 pages long. Would you like me to read it to you?
I trust you. It's fine. Tell me where to sign. I know how to sign my name.
I don't want you to trust me. It is my job to make sure you understand what you are undertaking here.
Dr. Sab, what if they don't like the look of me? They might think I'm not worthy to carry their child.
You are more than worthy.
What will I say to them? They will think I'm a stupid, illiterate, uneducated idiot. They might reject me.
No. They won't, Hasina. You are an angel to them. And the woman is Desi. She settled in UK. Her parents are from Delhi. Never forget, you are the one doing them an enormous favor. Without you, they would not even be able to dream of having a child. Now, I will read you the form and translate it so you understand it. And then we will go and meet the couple, huh? Hasina, the main thing to remember is you must never grow attached to the baby growing inside you. It is not yours to keep. It is simply a package you are delivering.
Like a postman.
Exactly. You must hold it in your safekeeping for 9 months.
And I will be paid on delivery.
Huh. If you feel happy with the surrogate, we will go ahead with implantation this very afternoon.
Could you tell us what her name is? I don't want to just refer to her as the surrogate. Mm.
Yes, of course. Let me see. Here she is. Hasina Begum, 28 years old, one daughter, 10 years old. Mm-hmm. We, of course, always insist that our surrogates have had a child so that they are aware of what childbirth entails, huh?
Sure.
No previous history of termination or miscarriage. Healthy, big hips.
You measure their hips?
No, but it was noted by the doctor checking out her eligibility. It helps during birth. She's a single parent, works in the domestic industries. Ah, here she is.
This is Hasina Begum.
Walaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
We're delighted to meet you.
Hasina, we have not met before. My name is Dr. Gulati and I run the Krishna Clinic.
Ji. Salam alaikum.
Yes. Now, sit down, please, and talk to Jamie and Karina.
Hasina, I want to say, well, we both do, my husband and I, well, to say how grateful we are to you for agreeing to do this. It is an incredible thing that you're doing.
Absolutely.
We've been trying for many, many years to have a baby, and, well, my body just can't carry a child to term. Please, tell me something about yourself.
Hasina, don't be shy.
Karina, ask Hasina about her daughter.
We heard you have a daughter.
Munni.
Munni?
Proper name Munera. Oh. After my mother, but I call her Munni.
Hmm. How old is she?
10 years. I wanted more children, but my husband... We are separated.
Ask her if her daughter knows she's having a baby.
Most of the surrogates here keep that side of things secret. Gossip in their neighborhoods, most unsavory, I'm sure you understand.
But we just won't.
Yes, of course, we understand. Hasina, what do you do for a living?
Cleaning, sweeping. I have always been a maid in different houses for different employers. It's not good pay, and I work hard. I'm doing this because I want to give my daughter a future, a roof over her head, a good education. Recently, I found a good school for my Munni. She's getting settled, and she enjoys her school. She reads books. I want to get more books for her, and she likes playing basketball. I'm very happy to have this baby for you. I will carry him or her, and... deliver her to your hand.
Thank you.
Oh, feels wrong going back.
I don't want to go.
Like we're running out on Hasina.
Yeah, get on with it, love. Hatch the egg and we'll come back and pick up the chick when you're done.
Well, weird.
It's almost callous. But we can't hang around here for 9 months. We have to earn a living. Already been here 4 weeks.
Positive blood test result there,
amazing.
Jamie.
Amazing.
A baby. Our baby is growing. Can you believe that? I have to keep pinching myself.
I can't wait until the scan.
Another couple of weeks and we'll be able to see it on Skype.
A scan Skype? Ah, oh, modern technology, eh?
Do you think she'll be all right?
Hasina?
She looks so frightened.
It's all been explained to her. She knows what's involved.
Does she? Separated from her child so that she can give birth to ours.
She'll get well paid.
And so will Dr. Gulati.
It's a business. A Krishna clinic makes a lot of money out of it. I heard people saying that Gulati had built a mansion for herself near where all the Bollywood stars live. Security guards, 24 hours.
I heard that too.
She's not popular. People think she's playing God, exploiting the poor.
Yeah.
Karina, it's not ideal. But we're not doing anything wrong. Our consciences should be clear. But we're decided on names.
Yes. Kieran, if it's a boy.
And Jasmine, if it's a girl. What are we going to tell our families?
Oh, I don't know. Let the pregnancy progress.
At some point, we're going to have to.
I'm dreading it.
Hasina, everything all right?
Yes, Dr. Sabai. Wanted to get outside, feel the sun on my skin.
Fresh air is good for you. Though with all the traffic fumes, I'm not sure how fresh it is. What's that in your hand?
A letter from Munni. She writes to me every week, twice. I like looking at her writing. It looks so neat and beautiful. She's growing up fast without me by her side.
Not long to go now.
Lakshmi usually reads her letters for me, but I think she's gone into labor.
She gave birth an hour ago.
Oh!
A little baby boy.
Is Lakshmi all right?
Fine. The birth was straightforward.
There's a little breeze here at last. And the garden is lovely. So hot inside, nothing to do but lie around. I don't think I've ever been so idle in my life. And those women, such gossips.
It's not ideal. We have too many pregnant ladies and not enough space. It's a little cramped in those dormitories.
It's fine. But Uma, you know the one I mean.
Hmm.
She snores like a camel. All night long. Sometimes my bed shakes with the vibrations. Please don't laugh. It's a nightmare for the rest of us. They say that while she is in here, her husband is sleeping very well.
Dr. Gulati wants to see you this afternoon.
for?
Oh, just to do with setting up your bank account. She is very strict about making sure that all the women here have an account in their own name, to which their menfolk have no access.
Yes, that would be very useful for me. Isn't that Lakshmi?
The parents have come to pick up the child.
Poor Lakshmi.
She grew too attached to the baby. It's most unfortunate. It happens sometimes. She just needs some time to come to terms with it. Focus on your own child. Don't bond with the baby for your own sake, Hasina. Would you like me to read for you?
Read?
Your letter.
You're so busy, surely.
Yeah, I have some time. Give it to me and I'll read it out. My dear Mama, how are you? I am sorry we haven't been able to come and visit the last 3 Sundays, but it is too difficult with the bus strikes, and the roads are filled with men shouting with placards. They say that the strikes will finish this week,
and Sophia Auntie will bring me on Sunday. 4 months have passed, and I saw him counting down the days. I have a calendar, and I cross the days off one at a time with a big black pen. 5 months left. That is 154 days in total. Then you will come home? Yes, you did promise. I will be very cross with you if you make it a day over 9 months. Papa came looking for us. But you needn't worry. Sophie Auntie got rid of him. At first I was frightened. But then you should have heard Sophie Auntie cursing at him.
I didn't break it down.
Yalla.
Where is she? Room is all closed up. Her things are gone, you tell me.
I don't have to tell you anything. If your wife has disappeared, that's your problem.
You wait, Sophia.
Do what, Mansoor, huh? Bolo, bolo. You want me to call my brother, my cousins? Are they will smash every bone in your body if you touch me. You will be left in the middle of nowhere to rot for the vultures.
I'm not scared of you.
You should be. I am not poor little Hasina who you have bullied for years. I have men around me and I am a woman enough to do you some damage.
She has taken my child.
So? You ever showed any interest in that beautiful daughter of yours? Last time you saw her, you beat her. She is the future, you are the ugly past.
They are gone. Where have they gone?
Get away from here. You should be ashamed of yourself. A drunken Muslim. An evil jinn is sitting on your shoulders. You get away from here before I call my cousins.
I will find her. Wherever Hasina has gone, I always do.
Ran Mansoor and you never come back.
Has he gone?
Go back to sleep, my darling. He has scarpered. A madman who spouts rubbish and picks on women and young children. I'm sorry to say this, Munni, but your papa is nothing more than a dirty, drunken, rotten coward.
Mama, I looked out of the window briefly and I saw Papa looking scared and staggering and falling as he ran into the night. Auntie Sophia was so fierce. It was brilliant. Your friend sounds scary.
Oh, she is my protector, my angel.
Well, I hope she can protect you and your daughter from that scoundrel of a husband of yours.
Oh, I would have liked to have seen him staggering away into the night, his tail between his legs.
They do make the best coffee here.
Karina, stop avoiding the subject.
Can't believe we grew up drinking instant, can you?
Karina.
I'm not sure about adoption. At least Jamie isn't that keen.
Have you tried to persuade him? There are so many kids out there.
It's the red tape, Anita. Nightmare.
Apparently, it's easier to adopt from India. Have you thought of that? I'm sorry, I don't mean to harangue you, but I haven't been able to stop thinking about it. I hate the idea of you being unhappy.
Benita, it may be that me and Jamie Well, we just have to accept that we're not going to be parents.
Well, that doesn't seem right.
I was hoping to see little Natasha today.
She's with her gran. I needed a break from her. And I wanted to see you on your own. You've been avoiding us.
Sorry.
Right. I brought some leaflets for you to look at. Perhaps you could show them to Jamie, too. It's this organisation that specialises in intercultural adoption. It's well respected and has just been authorised by the government of India as an excellent foreign adoption service.
Oh,
at least have a read, will you, Karina? There are options, you know.
Thank you, Benita. There's something I have to tell you. We are going to have a baby after all.
Are you pregnant? Oh, I'm so delighted for you. Oh, when's the baby due?
It's early, just 14 weeks, but I'm not carrying the baby. We found a surrogate mother. It's biologically ours, but Hasina is carrying it for us.
Oh, wow. Who's Hasina?
There she is.
So clear.
Set up the connection, will you?
The internet's playing up a bit.
Baby looks good.
Hasina!
Hello, Hasina!
Assalamu alaikum!
Can you see? Karina? Jamie?
I can hear the heartbeat! Is that the baby's?
Ah, yes, yes, beating away, beating away.
Oh, that's amazing! So loud!
Let me position the camera better, huh?
Well, thank you. Baby is moving a lot, especially at night.
Do you want to know the sex of your baby?
No.
Yes!
It's up to you and Jamie.
Well, we'd like to know if it's okay with Hasina.
It's all about the angle of the dangle. But essentially, the boy's dangle is 30 degrees up relative to the backbone and the girl's is below 30 degrees. We have a good view here because the fetus isn't curled up, lying quite flat. Look. Yes, I believe so.
It's a baby boy, Hasina.
They seem very happy with that.
We are happy. But most of all, Hasina, happy that the baby and you are doing so well.
Absolutely.
Oh, I can't thank you enough.
I'm going to take some measurements, but your son looks the right size. Nothing abnormal here.
I'll take a picture as well and email that through to you.
Could I have a photo too?
We usually only give them to parents, Hasina. But if you want.
Karina!
Upstairs! How was work?
Contract confirmed. We've got the go ahead for the new housing development by the seafront.
That's brilliant! Congratulations!
Oh, wow!
What do you think? Welcome to our baby's nursery.
You did all this today?
Yeah. Thought I'd make myself useful during this half term. It's going to be hectic coming up to Christmas, and I won't have the time next term.
I love the yellow.
It's sunny. Didn't want to go for all that boy blue stereotypical stuff.
Where did you put all my papers?
You mean your junk?
It's not junk. There's work stuff in there.
Packed it all up neatly, labelled it all, and put it in the box
room. No privacy, is there?
Oh, don't complain. I've saved us a lot of money. I want to strip the carpet and put some nice warm wood down.
Wood? Won't that be too hard? What if the baby falls?
Well, put a nice rug down. Cot goes there in the corner. Changing station by the window. And over here, a chest of drawers next to the toy cabinet.
What's in here?
Oh, I couldn't help myself. I've resisted up until now. Just a few things.
A few things? Romper suits? Booties? Hats? Karina?
Do you think it's a bit obsessive?
Sweetheart, you're excited. Now, that's understandable, but we have to be careful. No more buying until the baby's born. We have to prepare ourselves in case the worst thing imaginable happens.
Oh, how can you...
It happened to my sister. Remember? An entire nursery kitted out with every conceivable gadget and then...
Oh, poor Claire.
Finish the painting. I'll help you tonight. But after that, let's just take a breather.
I wanted to make it feel real. This is what pregnant women do. They start to prepare. I wanted to feel pregnant.
If it's any consolation, it looks to me like you're behaving like a typical expectant mother. You're nesting. Only one thing, though, Karina.
Hmm?
How are you going to explain the existence of a baby's nursery to our parents?
What's all this? Are you unwell? The baby's moving okay?
Ma'am, baby is fine, but my daughter, Munish, she has a high fever. She is unwell and calling for me. Please, I want to go home and see her.
No, I'm sorry. That is impossible.
I'm her mother. I must go and see her.
You are 6 months pregnant now. I cannot afford to let you go gallivanting off into the middle of Mumbai. With all due respect, Hasina, your home is not in the most hygienic of locations.
I could accompany Hasina Begum to ensure...
Yes, yes. Dr. Saab could accompany me.
And if you catch your daughter's germs at this stage of the pregnancy, you could fall ill yourself.
Please, ma'am. She's my baby. She's sick. And she needs me.
You have responsibilities to another baby growing inside you.
You cannot imprison me like this.
You signed a contract, Hasina, that whilst in confinement, you would not be allowed to go home. That contract is legal and binding.
So if I go home to visit my child who is sick, what are you going to do? Throw me in jail?
Don't be silly, Hasina. There's no question of jail.
What if your husband is waiting for you? What if he snatches you or does some harm to you? You want everyone in your neighborhood to see you are heavily pregnant. You can cope with gossip, what people will say.
I don't care. I don't care what people say. I only care about Munni. My friend Sophia says her fever is so high that at night she calls me. Only a few days, that is all I'm asking for.
Hasina is healthy. A few days, Dr. Gulati, wouldn't hurt.
No, absolutely not. I can give you an advance of cash for some medicine, but I will not let you go. Now, please... Leave me in peace.
Please, Dr. Gulati.
Stop it, Hasina. You cannot go, and that is the end of it. Here is a chit for 1,000 rupees. Go and cash it and send the money to your friend for medicine. Now go. Go. Honestly, these women. And as for you, Mahesh, don't you ever contradict me in front of a surrogate again.
If you showed more compassion to the women, perhaps I wouldn't need to.
What the hell does that mean?
You are too hard on Hasina. What harm would it have done if she had gone home to see her child for a few days? Her pregnancy is progressing well. She is healthy. And you want the women to be in good spirits. Now she will be distressed and beside herself with anxiety. This is not good for the pregnancy.
I give these women everything. Money, advice, a warm, safe place to stay away from their bastard husbands and their crushing poverty. I keep them from starvation. And you dare to question my compassion?
If I were you, Dr. Gulati, I would allow her to go home for the weekend. Otherwise, she may try and run away. You need to show some humanity. If it gets out that you are preventing women from seeing their own sick children, well, the press would have a field day. It doesn't look good.
Are you threatening me?
Oh, just warning you of the consequences of your actions. People do talk. And you know that the eyes of the world are focused on this clinic, on its ethics and humanity. You ought to be seen to be treating the women with care and sensitivity.
She's sleeping. At least the temperature's gone down now.
She was burning up before. I was so worried.
Dr. Saab says it's a nasty ear infection. He has given her antibiotics so she will get well soon.
Thank goodness you came with that doctor. I didn't know what to do. Hasina, I'm sorry, but I have to go to work.
It's okay. I can stay today and tomorrow. You go.
How are you feeling? Baby is growing well, I see.
Yes.
But in my head, I keep saying, this is not my baby. This is not my baby. I never want my Munni to have to do this.
Hasina, who is this Dr. Sahib? Huh? He follows you around with his eyes all the time.
He is my bodyguard, making sure I keep the package inside me safe.
Pregnancy suits you, my girl. You are glowing. Your skin is shining. Your hair lustrous. Your eyes are bright.
My belly is fat.
But you look more beautiful than ever. And I think our Dr. Sahib can see it too, huh?
Stop it, Sophia. I am just a cleaner who lives in the slums.
Mm-hmm. That's what you think. I must go. I will see you tonight. Mm.
Mama. Mama. Is that really you? Am I dreaming?
Yes, it's me. I'm here for you.
Oh, Mama.
Shh. Now drink this. It's water. There. That's better. Let me feel your temperature. Ah, see? Cooler at last.
I feel much better.
You just need to take your medicines and rest for a week.
Are you back to stay?
No, darling. Just a short visit for 2 days and then I must go back. But I couldn't bear to think of you lying here sick and calling for me.
You have a big belly.
Munni, I'm having a baby.
I'm going to have a baby brother or sister.
No, it's not my baby. I'm having it for someone else.
Oh, why?
As a favor.
You mean we can't keep it?
No.
That's sad. I would have liked to have a baby brother or sister.
You would be a very good older sister. Maybe one day soon. Who knows?
Will you lie next to me, Mama, so I can feel the baby?
Yes. There. Put your hand here and wait. There. Can you feel it?
Yes, I felt it move, Mama.
He likes to play football at this time of night.
Can I speak to him?
Munni.
Hello, little brother. This is your big sis speaking. Don't you kick our mama too hard. I need her in one piece. But when you come out and you come to see me, I will teach you how to play basketball. I play in the center position because I am fast. But you can be a guard to start with and then we'll see. Do you think he hurt me, Mama?
I'm sure he did.
So tired.
You must sleep now.
Good night, little baby brother.
Good night.
Natasha's grown so much.
I can barely carry her in this sling. Back's killing me.
She looks very comfortable. Fast asleep.
Oh, it's freezing, but she's warm in there. Snuggled up against me. Sometimes I put her in a sling and hoover the house with her in it. Only way to stop her crying.
My baby's due in a month.
Will you go out there?
Yeah, book my flight. Want to be there during the labour. Jamie will come and join us when the baby's born. It's a boy, you know.
Have you told Mum and Dad?
They wouldn't understand. And I can see from your face that you don't approve.
I'm just trying to get my head round it.
You don't need to. Just accept it.
What about Hasina?
What about her?
Well, do you know anything about her life? Who she is? Well,
she agreed to do this thing. She's getting paid and the money will change her life.
You don't think that she's being exploited because she's poor? I mean, why else would a woman go through all that pain?
We have a good relationship with her.
Well, what about her emotional well-being? Is she going to get counselling?
Well, that I don't know.
Will you let her keep in touch with the child?
It's our child. And I will always tell him who carried him for 9 months.
It's just all a bit weird,
Karina. You have no idea what it's been like
no,
for me.
No, I don't. You never shared it with me.
Because I knew that you would get on your bloody high horse about it,
Karina.
All. Karina! Do you remember what you said to me when you found out that you were pregnant?
What?
That you felt special, like a fertile goddess.
Oh, that's just cheesy crap. I was overjoyed.
That you'd pass your test as an adult woman, becoming a mother was a marker in your journey of life.
Shit, Karina, I spouted crap, so...
It brought it home to me. I'm barren!
children!
Oh, that's a horrible word.
I had failed the test as an adult woman.
It's not a test. I was chatting nonsense. I'm sorry.
All those years of feeling useless. Every month, so painful. Monitoring my temperature, doing ovulation tests, taking folic acid and vitamins, keeping my legs up for 30 minutes after sex, begging Jamie to have sex during fertile days, drinking grapefruit juice. Couldn't stand to see newborn babies or pregnant women, knowing that I could never be one of them.
It must have been awful for you, Karina, really. But renting another woman's room...
Oh, just get over it. I'm going to have a baby. I knew it would be too much for you to try and just be happy for Jamie and me.
Karina!
Oh, just piss off!
Karina!
Snoring so loudly.
Huh?
Turn onto your side. The rest of us need to sleep.
Sorry.
My little baby boy. I think it's time for you to come out now. You want to. I can feel it. Just like I felt your big sister Munni was ready, head down, waiting to explode into the world. After tomorrow, I will no longer be there by your side. When you come out into the world, you have a different path to take away from me. I will always think of you. You will be in my heart until the day it stops beating, but I cannot keep you. Go well, my little boy. Live well. Be adventurous, study hard, and be a learned man. I know you will always be loved by everyone who comes into contact with you.
Oh. I think my waters are broken. The baby's coming.
Hasina, how are you?
Oh, Karina, my salams.
Salams to you. Oh, I heard it was a long labor.
Exhausted.
Here, look. You want to hold him?
Yes, please.
Curly, like his father's.
Fair-skinned. He looks like a little Englishman. Hello, little boy.
Kieran.
Hello, Kieran. It's Hasina. Where is your husband?
He's in the next room.
You've seen him?
Yes.
You're both happy now?
Yes. Very.
I can go home now to my child. I've missed her so much.
Oh, Tom.
I know he's not mine. But I can't help feeling Munni wanted to see him. She always wanted a little brother.
Would you like a photograph of him?
No.
Something to remember him by.
No, it's best I don't.
Hasina. You gave 9 months of your life to give us a child. We're so grateful to you.
And your money will give my daughter a small start in life. An education. A different road in life to mine. Please. Take care of it. All I ask is that you love him. protect him and look after him always.
We will.
And tell him about me.
We will.
Thank you.
Hasina, don't distress yourself.
I always knew, but...
You did so well. It was a difficult birth, but you were strong.
I was glad you were there. I was comforted.
You'll be able to have more babies in time.
Maybe.
This is my last day, Hasina. I am moving on from here.
Where to?
Not sure. I don't want to work for Dr. Gulati anymore. Perhaps I will set up my own practice in my village.
We would never meet again.
I have written my address here for you. Here. Don't lose it, huh? Take care of yourself. And when you're back on your feet, away from this place, come with your daughter and visit me. We can meet like old friends.
I'd like that.
Say hello to your mummy. Yes.
Your daddy.
Look at him. So tiny. Little fingers perfectly formed.
Am I holding him right?
I think so.
He looks like you.
He does a bit. But his skin's your colour.
Not so dark. More olive. You never die.
Can you see anything?
I don't know. I think it's all a bit blurred.
He's studying you, look.
Take a picture.
Oh, of course, of course.
I'm going to turn the flash off, though.
Dr. Gulati is coming to see us, and then she says we can take him back to the hotel.
So soon? Will they show us how to feed him and change him?
Oh, God, I hope so. I haven't got a clue.
Mama? Mama? You're back!
Yalla!
I am never going to leave you like that again.
Never. How was the baby, Mama? Can I see him?
No, darling. He's gone with his parents now.
What did you call him?
They named him Kiran.
Kiran. Kiran. I like that. What did he look like?
He's very beautiful.
Oh, I never got to see him.
He will be very happy. And we should be happy for him.
Mama, you should have let me see my baby brother at least once.
It's best we didn't get too attached, Munni. It would have been painful for us both.
Not fair. I have a baby brother out there and I never saw him.
Life's not always fair, darling. But as to us, first we go to the sweet shop and buy the biggest box of sweets for you, me and Auntie Sophia. And then I will show you all the presents I have bought for you.
Presents?
Yes. And then I will need your clever mathematical brain to add up numbers and decide how much we can afford to pay to build a new house.
A new house?
Yes.
Really?
Truly.
What presents did you get me?
That, my girl, is a surprise.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I... Oh, look at him grinning at us. There's no sign of sleepiness.
It's midnight, Kieran. Go.
Oh, my boy, so handsome.
He could charm the birds off the tree.
Has Benita been in touch?
She phoned, but I think it's going to take some time for her to get used to the idea.
Mum's coming over this afternoon.
Oh, she's been great.
We could make another baby, you know.
What?
Do this again. A brother or sister for Kieran.
You're joking, aren't you? He's only 2 months.
Yeah, but neither of us are getting any younger.
More tests. More prodding and harvesting.
Ah, but we already have a few frozen embryos left from the last time. Krishna Clinic have kept them ready for us.
You want another child?
Yes, I do. With you. Think about it. You saw how easy it was.
I didn't find it easy at all, Jamie. Least of all, I think we left a broken-hearted woman in India. We were lucky Hasina was so sensitive to us, but I saw her face the day that I took Kieran away from her.
Hasina knew the score.
Knowing is not the same as feeling, and doing it again just doesn't feel right to me.
Why waste those frozen embryos? We've a chance to have more children, a proper family. We can find another surrogate in India.
Another?
Or we could ask Hasina again. She's young and strong.
Jamie, don't you have any guilt about what we've done?
The way I see it, it's a modern business transaction. India's ahead of the game. They have the technology, the clinical expertise, and the woman power. All we're doing is taking advantage of what they have to offer. Look at our son. He's here. We never dreamed this could happen. We'd given up. Don't you want another child? Think about it. We could ask Dr. Galati to keep an eye out for another surrogate.
Just let me get my breath, Jamie.
Take your time, my love. But I'm telling you, this is the new modern way of starting a family.
In Baby Farming, Karina was played by Goldie Notte, Jamie by Rhys Dinsdale and Hasina by Aisha Dhaka. Muni was played by Rhea Samaya, Dr. Gulati by Shelley King and Dr. Mehta and Mansoor by Tony Jayawardena. Benita was Rina Mahoney and Sophia Rina Fatania. Baby Farming was written by Tanika Gupta and directed by Nadia Molinari. Drama on 3 next Sunday is part of our 18th century season. It's another chance to hear George Farquhar's restoration comedy, The Recruiting Officer. And that starts earlier. It's at 7:45 on Sunday evening here on BBC Radio 3.
On BBC 4, a season of programmes celebrating the return of spring to Britain's gardens.
It doesn't matter whether it's a dahlia or whether it's a parsnip. Everything has relevance if it creates that dance in the border that you strive for.
Beginning with a look at 4 iconic gardens created during 4 very different eras.
It's another world, taking inspiration from the past, you know, right back to medieval styles.
What I love about Stowe is that it's a garden where politics and gardening are deeply interwoven.
British Gardens in Time, on Tuesday evening at 9 o'clock on BBC 4 and BBC 4 HD.
On Radio 3 next week, the piano plays a fairly central role. Two giants of the piano are composers of the week, the Irishman John Field, credited with inventing the nocturne, and his younger contemporary Chopin, who, of course, among much else, took the form to its next level. When he was in his prime, the young Saint-Saëns was beginning his career, also a pianist to start with. Here's one of his studies for left hand only. Piers Lane playing the study for left hand, opus 135, number 1, by Saint-Saëns.